Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up at 9:20, we will play all of the best Hill Notes back, so there is still time to leave one on the Odyssey app. But right now, and not trying to create any more anxiety for Courtney than she already has, but it's actually kind of an odd thing that you love true crime, but it gives you a horrific amount of anxiety.
Yeah, I use true crime as a what not to do. It's like a user manual for life. That's how I think of it.
Right. Well, Cheryl Marley and Lindsay Sutton are here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And 31 years ago on my radio show on WAAF, we had a guest named David Cox. Yes. David was from, no relation,
Corey.
Was from Needham.
Yes, he was.
And you guys are, and we can't say where, but you guys are soon going to release a docuseries on his unsolved murder.
Correct.
How did you guys start to investigate this case?
So I live in Medfield, and David Cox was found a week ago, 31 years ago. So on the banks of the Charles River. And I know a lot of people in Needham that traveled in his circles. And it just started coming up in conversations because I also love true crime. Mm-hmm. I think that it's been around for a long time that people are just naturally interested in mysteries. And especially things that are unsolved. And Needham is a very small town and everyone's kind of connected. And I thought it was very interesting and also sad that a Marine was killed and then his case went cold. But now, then, yeah, sorry.
His interview on my radio show, you believe, may have led to his murder.
I unfortunately do think it could have been an inciting incident, as they say in Hollywood, because he spoke out against the Marines. And when you do that, people come looking for you.
Now, David, and this is fact, his story when in the Marines at Guantanamo Bay became the subject of the film A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
Yes. And as Cheryl and I have been doing our research for in earnest for the last 4 years, sadly, that entire story was, when we say ripped from the headlines, like ripped. From the headlines, the record of court transcripts were like basically ripped off, and there's proof. So as much as we love Aaron Sorkin and think he's a fantastic screenwriter still to this day, his first breakthrough was this case. And he did, him and Castle Rock did not say that this was based on a true story.
Can I ask?
And that's what David was upset about when he was on the show 31 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And I'm trying to piece it all together. So he came on to Greg's show to talk about how he was upset that it was ripped off.
It was the night before the film premiered was the day that he came on Greg's show to talk about his displeasure of how he was portrayed in the film.
And then he unfortunately died how long after that?
A year after. So he went and he was talking. There was a lawsuit that the Marines decided to get together and join in to try and get some of their money back because it was their IP, basically. And while that was happening, David went missing in January of 1994. And then he was found April 2nd. Of 1994.
And but he was found in the woods in Medfield.
In the woods. And Cheryl, do you want to talk about that trail?
Easily 2 miles into the woods. So, you know, a lot of people have theorized that he could not have been dragged that far into the woods. It was too far. So he had to have gone with someone who he trusted, who he knew, and walked that far in the snow with tennis shoes on in January and his military sniper jacket, which is not something that you would wear if you're not in battle or in active duty.
And so he disappeared in January but wasn't found until April. Do they believe that he died in January and what just wasn't found until then?
Yes, okay. He was covered. Okay. Covered up with a lot of branches purposely. He had a shot to the back of the head and 3 in the side.
So they believe that he was lured into the woods by somebody he had confidence in and trusted, and then that person executed him.
Yes. And it's also in the middle of 2 different gun ranges. So also whoever lured him in or whoever he went with probably knew that shots fired would not raise any questions because of the surrounding rifle ranges.
Now, this is being investigated or has been reopened by the Massachusetts State Police as a cold case.
Correct.
And are you guys, are you becoming any closer to figuring out who you think did it?
So it's an open case, so there are still a lot of theories and conspiracy theories, and it is one of those things that so many people, even those people closest to the case, think somebody else did it. The only thing that we really believe is that it's a local type connection, whether it is the UPS connection where David got a full-time job and might have seen something.
Saw something at UPS.
Saw something, some mail, potential mail fraud, and reported it. And as a stand-up guy, which supposedly he was, reported it.
And they were doing a movie on that called A Few Good Mailmen. Curtis.
I had no idea this was all around Dover growing up. I was in like the center of this.
Yes.
I was on the Medfield line, so kind of the hood.
Okay.
But
there we go. His family, are they helping you guys throughout this documentary?
So the family has decided they would like to stay away. They are aware of it, but they would like to stay out of it until there is an arrest.
Got it.
You guys are here, obviously, because of the connection with the WAF show, but also because you're looking for tips.
Yes.
Okay.
Completely.
So what kind of information, like anything helps? Is that like the way?
Yeah, I think anything helps. I think as more time goes by, like we said, this case was 31 years ago. So memories fade, people pass away, unfortunately. But we do believe that there's a local connection. There's someone locally who might remember something, who might come forward. And if that's the case, we would love for them to contact the Norfolk County DA's office or the Mass State Police. And we can give those phone numbers. It's 1-855-MASS-SOLVE, M-A-S-S-O-L-V-E, or the Norfolk County DA's office at 781-835-4800.
Okay.
Whew.
And you also feel like anybody who participated in this interview this morning is in severe danger. Is that correct?
No,
I don't want to get Courtney upset.
However, after David's interview with you, he was visited by Men in Black a few times, and so was one of his Marine buddies.
Meaning the federal authorities, not the Will Smith alien movie
correct.
People.
Correct.
So after he did the interview, the feds showed up.
We're not sure which agency, but... Yes.
Yeah. We were told by his Marine buddy that took place.
And he was visited as well. And
but did they not want the... Would you guess they didn't want the real story of what happened in the actual incident? Like the Code Red Guantanamo Bay incident?
We think that what David mentioned on your show, which we still would love to find that...
We don't have the audio, I don't think. We used to use 8-track tape recorders back then. I don't think the audio exists.
So
I could recreate it for a small fee if you'd like to.
That audio is apparently what David might have said on that audio might have been embellished because he wanted to attract attention to what was happening to them, and that is why. And it had to do with Cuba and Gitmo. But most of the stuff he said was true. It was just there was some embellishment that I don't think that the government took kindly to.
Interesting. So interesting. All right. So anybody who has information, we'd love to hear about it. And are you guys doing this until you solve it, or how does it work when you do? Courtney and I love true crime, but will you have to solve it, or you're either way you're coming?
Either way, we're coming.
Okay,
we've been at this for 4 years.
Yeah.
Finding people involved and interviewing them and learning more and more about this case. And it's just so fascinating. The more that we uncover, the more fascinating it becomes. And we just feel like time is of the essence because of the, you know, how much time has passed and really wanting to find whoever is out there who still might have a memory of this.
All right.
Someone who might have worked with David at his UPS job.
I'm all in.
You're all in?
Yeah.
And whoever might remember where they were January 4th or January 3rd and around that time frame, that's really important.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. And we hope you solve it. So
good luck with everything.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Of course. After we're done with this, let's work on Smiley Face Killer. I'm obsessed with him or her or them. All right. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings. The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 18-7 last night after beating them 5-4 earlier in the day. Important to note that Raffy homered in the earlier one. They swept that first home series of the season. Alex Bregman had a homer while Raffy Devers had 4 hits, 3 RBI in the late one. The Sox now have the Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45. Richard Fitz gets the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics beat the Wizards at home 124-90. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis didn't play in this one. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 20, while Luke Kornet had a double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds. For him, the guys had a season-high 62 rebounds and were 24 for 52 from three-point range. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 6-3. That's 11 losses in 12 games. Elsewhere in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in the Capitals' loss to the Islanders yesterday with his 895th goal. Women's college basketball has a champion. Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies took down South Carolina 82-59. Sarah Strong led the Huskies with 24 points and 15 rebounds. The men's championship is tonight. Florida takes on Houston after Houston's shocking win over Duke on Saturday. Tip tonight is 8:50. We also have to get to the ICK bracket Final Four at some point today.
Okay.
And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative for using a big bank alternative for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It's 38 degrees and drizzly out there. It sucks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nothing better than Wiggy trying to explain the plot of a 2+ hour movie to Courtney during the break, yeah. In the form of A Few Good Men.
You need to watch it.
Yeah.
You really need.
I was saying to Wiggy, I think I've seen it before. Like the poster, the movie poster looks familiar to me. I've seen it, but it's been a long time. I don't really.
You can't handle the truth.
It's so good.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
It is such a good movie. Like a great cast.
Awesome. Amazing cast.
You got Tom Cruise. You have Demi Moore. You have Jack Nicholson. I think Cuba Gooding Jr. was in that.
Kevin Bacon.
Extra Bacon.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Kevin Pollak, not Kevin Bacon.
No, Kevin Bacon.
Was Kevin Bacon? Both mm-hmm. Kevins
Captain
were in?
Captain Jack Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kevin Pollak was in that.
Yeah,
too.
Kevin Bacon was in that.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland, that's my favorite.
No, it's a fantastic film.
Well, it came out in 92.
I was a year old.
Curtis said, great question during the break, which was, why didn't they just acknowledge that it was from a true story?
Right.
Makes the movie better.
And it says that in the movie that any similarities are just coincidental, which is obviously not the case. I don't get it.
Maybe they have to pay people if it's based off of somebody's life, you know, or somebody's going to come looking for money.
But what if you can prove that it's a spitting image of your life and they knew about it? Aaron Sorkin was the guy that directed it, mm-hmm. and he was aware of the case. He talks about it when he was making the movie.
Yeah, so. Then you could probably file a lawsuit against the movie director and the company for, you know, not... you know, getting your permission and maybe get some paid off.
And I was saying to Greg after, I was looking up like true crime documentaries coming up in 2025 because I was like, oh, we haven't had a good one recently. Do you know what the next American Manhunt is? You know how American Manhunt,
yeah.
Netflix does it over and over again?
Oh.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, really?
In May.
Oh.
What happens at the end?
I feel like we...
You know how it ends.
I've watched so many bin Laden documentaries. Like, how could they possibly? The only thing that would make it interesting to me is if they could prove that the people at their, you know, military academy in Abbottabad knew that bin Laden was there.
The best true crime things are the cold cases that have no answer. Like, those are the best ones. Because it's not tied up in a neat little bow, and it's thought-provoking, and there's a million different theories.
They're good, but they take their teases.
You don't want an answer at the end of it?
Not in a true crime doc, no. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh,
I don't need it. If I know the end, why do I care about everything else? I want there to be an open end. That's
well,
the point.
I think it's more like, and Courtney and I were talking about this, I hate watching like Dateline or 2020, and you invest 2 hours, and then at the end they're like, if you have any information, please call us. I like if I don't know nothing about the case, and then you watch it, and then there is some type of ending where you're like, oh, okay, rather than just being like, damn, so that's it?
Yeah. Well, speaking of watching things, you can watch the show on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are 3 Springer's Jewelers locations you can visit. Tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, Bath, Maine. They listen to this show every day just like you. So walk in and give them a hello and tell them you listen to this show. And Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This message is for Shaib. My mom saw the return I got for trading you that special Pokemon card. So she's not real happy. Okay. She said she's not gonna buy me any more fruit by the foot or gushers for snacks unless I get that card back, buddy. So I know you said no takesy backsies, but we gotta figure something out. Okay. Bye.
Well, obviously, somebody, young fella that you were trading with at the mm-hmm. show this weekend, very upset.
Right.
About,
I didn't trade with any young fellas, but okay.
Feels like, but feels like he got snookered.
It's weird that Shimes trades with adults, but it's not for potentially to make money in the world.
It's just the fun of trading.
Yeah.
Well, there's some cards I have that I'll eventually, like, I'll want to make money on, but you got to also hold on to them. They're like stocks in some ways, Wiggy.
No, I get it, but at the end of the day,
even the ups and downs.
The stock is like, oh, I'm getting in this because I want to make money at the end of the day, where you're like, I'll trade cards where it's not about making money.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, when there's for certain cards, sure, but there's other cards that I definitely want to try and make some cash.
Uh-huh. I mean, I know it's a huge world because I do a lot of card shows, but generally people do it because at the end of the day, they're looking or they're trying to get that next big card, that rookie card, if it's in sports, or that Pikachu that's going to cost $500,000.
Yeah.
So I love the adrenaline of ripping packs, to be completely honest. I just like opening the packs of cards, and then I keep the ones I love, and I'll get rid of the ones
you
I don't.
Like, cool. You like negotiating the trades.
I also do like that. It's
right.
It's
and
a good
value
angle.
You bring. Like, why? I think this is off air, but you said the most value you got from it, you traded one guy because you had a Polaroid of a girl in a bikini, right?
Oh, Greg.
Wasn't that the biggest trade that you
yeah,
made?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, yes. That's it.
Huh? Again, Mr. Curtis, you are correct. The audacity of Mr. Milton trying to come in there with some work ethic and believing in himself to step up and push little Drakey May into earning his job every day. Oh, the audacity. Curtis, you're correct.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like, if that's Mac Jones, everybody's saying Puss Face Mac is a wuss. That's it. and it's Drake May, and we're all saying, all right.
But, like, Drake May wasn't complaining about anything.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't complaining about anything. This was an issue in the quarterback room, according to reports.
According to Ben Volen, who you've never since
no,
he got
and
an
Albert Breer, I believe, had the same report.
I don't think he did. But anyways, you say this is an issue. They didn't want it. The Patriots didn't want an issue in the quarterback room. Who's to say that Joe Milton wasn't trotting around? Hold on. No, let me finish, Curtis. You're not going to just butt in just because you don't like it. What if Joe Milton's walking in there and like, I can do this, and Vrabel just thinks he sucks. Okay. Like you do, and I do, and everybody else does.
Okay, so Mike Reese, actually, who is the least bomb-tossing reporter in Foxborough, said the day this trade was executed on Twitter that it was done to, quote, clear the runway for Drake May in that quarterback room. Mike Reese is the opposite of Ben Volen, and with all the information we have, obviously none of us know. I don't know what the room was like, but it is a bad sign for a guy that we all think is really good that Joe Milton wanting to compete for a job caused him to lose his job here.
But May didn't send him out, Curtis. Vrabel did.
Well, I mean, it's what do you semantics. Think of the?
Not semantics.
Of course it is.
Just because they're clearing the runway for a guy doesn't mean Drake May was like, Mike Vrabel, I don't want him on this football team, and Vrabel acquiesced. Do you really think Vrabel is going to acquiesce to a quarterback who's been in the league for a year and won one game?
It sounds like he did.
I would highly disagree.
What do you make of the speculation that the May family was very upset when they drafted Joe Milton?
Where was this when they drafted Joe Milton? That would be my immediate retort. Where was this all season? In a team that, as Curtin has pointed out at the end of last week, everything leaked from this football team. And yet now, all of a sudden, we're hearing about this. I find it highly suspicious.
If you're Drake May, you don't care about Joe Milton. Like, he's not a threat to you in one
bit. Well, it seemed like he did care that he got to start that last game.
That's different. Like, that's,
but did he care that it was Joe Milton starting, or did he care that he wasn't
right.
able to get out there?
Do you think he cared that the owner of the team said the team may have two quarterbacks when he spoke about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think he definitely, that bothered him, in the sense of like, all right, we have two. But I don't think he was ever concerned with worrying about Joe Milton competing for his job. He's the number three overall pick after his first year. No coach on God's green earth is going to basically say, all right, I'm going to give my sixth-round pick an opportunity to split with the number of
the reason, over three picks.
Yeah, the reason people put out stories like this is because 508 texters who say Joe Milton is better than Drake May and he's a threat will click on it and talk about it a bunch. That's why. That's why they put out stories like this. Not because Joe Milton, update for you, not even close to Drake May.
He could have been taken like he was. He said, wasn't he
good
telling
for him.
People?
And I think I'm the next, the next president of the United States.
One.
Doesn't make it true.
Excellent.
It took me a second, all right? It's just, these people are so, it's so moronic. The rest of the NFL could have had him. And the only, the first offer the Patriots get is a fifth-round pick, and they have to give up a seventh? Like, come on. Nobody in football thinks he's any good.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I mean, if you're the quarterback that the team is starting, so mm-hmm. you can complete the tank of the season, you're probably not that good. Well, it just didn't go that way, unfortunately.
Oh man,
he was supposed to tank.
Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry,
I don't even know where am I. Okay.
Hey Curtis, great lead, buddy. But you got it all wrong. Look in the mirror. That's entitled.
Oh, okay. That's hurtful. Oh, man.
Greg, it's Courtney. I wish the lights didn't work at the gala. That way people wouldn't have seen Santos' ridiculous outfit.
Good one.
I thought he looked great.
Yeah, the jacket was good. The cummerbund, though.
That guy clearly has zero style and hasn't been laid in 10 years. I'm sorry about the vocal fry.
Jacket.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Don't worry.
I actually don't really think I have much of it.
No, it's fine. And, you looked great.
Yeah.
Wiggy looked great.
Everybody looked great.
Santo looked great.
Paul from East Coast Metal Roofing. I don't know how much he spent on that suit.
Oh, that was a nice jacket.
But that was a top-notch jacket.
Oh, it was...
That was smooth, though.
Unbelievable night. Great night. Jason Veritek looked great.
Mm-hmm. My guy.
Wiggy spent an hour telling him how great he looked.
Nah, me and Tech, we get to talking, you know, chopping it up.
Talking about coaching.
talking about ball, talking about life.
Did you get any inside information on Devers or anything like that?
Yeah, I generally don't go down that road.
I see.
Yeah.
Talina looked gorgeous in all her sparkles. I love when she wears like a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Nothing better than a jumpsuit on a lady.
And so did DMs.
Yeah.
Scandalous little dress with some cutouts.
Everybody looked great.
Gorge.
I had unintentional cutouts in my...
Right. No, Greg was gorging at the buffet.
My tux.
We're trying to be an influencer and claiming to have a sense of fashion. I pray Courtney didn't have anything to do with that atrocious display Santo was wearing.
What is going on?
An off-green, non-matching cummerbund, 007 jacket.
I thought he looked fantastic.
He did.
I don't understand.
It's jealousy, and that's fine.
Yeah,
it is. It looks ugly on you guys, let me tell you.
Hey, Santo. This is Sammy Davis Jr., babe. Why don't you stop trying to be like one of the Rat Pack? Can make the sun shine, sprinkle it with dew. I dig this cat.
What?
I think Sammy Davis Jr., maybe he used to wear a white tux.
Oh, yeah. So now we're coming at the jacket? Yeah. Give me a break.
I like the white tux jacket.
Thank you. Santa doesn't get paid for this show, so everybody needs to shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yes. God.
Yes. Yeah. That's your man. So
it is. It is.
Right. What you should have did, had him go with the green tie to match the cummerbund.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I'm saying. It's a little bit, it's just, if the green and the cummerbund, if you're going to do it, I'm just saying, if he went with the green tie to match the cummerbund, come on, Courtney.
He matched the jacket.
Right, but always go with the tie to match the cummerbund. Right. You know, just for next time.
Did Shaq include Courtney in his rant yesterday? It's 7:45, and I don't think she said a word today. Just collecting a paycheck, I guess.
What? I mean, I feel like you were talking this morning.
I feel like my lead definitely...
Oh, you had a good lead.
Yeah, you had a great lead
today.
And also, yes, I'm a bit quieter in the earlier hours because I am writing the news.
Correct.
And Four years in, same thing every day, but thank you.
And we did get a little insight at Greg's amazing event. As all his boys was like Greg's capping. My boy Stevie C looked pretty cool.
Oh, he did.
Because they were like, that word that he says... Or whatever that word was, he made up about vegetables. What did
crudite.
You call
them? Crudite.
Crudite. That everyone was like, we would never say that.
Well, they're lying to you.
Because Greg was like, oh,
they're trying to get in your good graces.
No, they were like, everyone, whether it was your boy Bobo, whether it was Slosh, whether it was Stevie C, Brett. Was Brett there?
Yeah.
Brett, they were like, yeah, we don't use no words like crudite. What was it called?
Crudite.
It's crudite.
Oh, you said it six times and you still can't say it.
I can't say that no stupid word, crudite.
You just got it. Nailed it.
Hey,
9 out of 10 times, I'd much rather see a dog at a restaurant than a human. Yeah, Curtis, because I look over and see so many humans licking their while I'm trying to eat dinner or throw up all over the table and then start eating it. Get the hell out of here with that crap.
Right.
It's so funny now that I can put a face to a name. That guy was in at the snow show at Loon. Totally different in person than on the Twitch chat. It's amazing to me how these guys get 10 feet tall when they get online.
He's kind of true.
Curtis, give me a hug. Let's take a photo.
I've never seen a human shake like at a table and hair goes everywhere.
Oh, my God.
No, but Curtis is right. He's just talking about the general human condition.
I would much rather be next to a dog than a human.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
I'm listening. I don't want to know.
Dogs are pure love.
until they bite your nose off.
How often does that happen?
It almost happened last week to Courtney.
It did.
Hey, could we get the Leave Britney Alone girl to make a video for Santo? Leave Santo alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Santo is no way he's coming to any more events.
You know what he is?
No, he's not.
He's an unbelievable guy, and he takes far too much abuse.
Yeah, he's coming to 3, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming to road shows?
Yeah, I think he's coming to 3.
All right.
I'm going to see a screening of Detective Pikachu at noontime because all the other people watching the movie had bedtimes.
way to go, Stein.
Nope, that's not what happened. I went and saw a pre-screening of Detective Pikachu, and it was packed.
Yeah, okay.
It was. That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Chime, thank you.
Thank you.
Lame callers today, let me tell you.
Hill Notes brought
to you by...
The worst
batch.
The best part, though, no AP Dave.
Yeah. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We are launching a charitable partnership with our next guest, and I want to talk about that. But first, Curtis, Travis Mills is here, and Travis is a Joe Milton guy. We just learned that during the break.
I love it.
Joe Milton guy.
Well, I didn't say I was – okay, I'm just saying he's got a powerful arm. I'm not sure what Josh Dobbs has ever done, you know. Nah. Is he the backup?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No offense to Josh Dobbs. I love his commercials, you know, when they call the backup in.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, that's great. But, like, Joe Milton's got something. I felt like the Joe Milton and the Drake May really felt like the RG3 and the Kirk Cousins. Like, you had two young guys that were very talented. But, again, I'm not making the call. So, I think it's going to be great either way. I don't want Vrabel beat me up or nothing.
No. Vrabel won't. I think it's just you get what.
I do jujitsu. I mean, I can take him.
Nah, you'd be fine.
Jujitsu Vrabel's takes old. Down a lot he's of a, Patriots players.
Vrabel's old like me, so don't worry. But he probably doesn't have much left in the tank. But I think with Joe Milton, you get what you can for him. I mean, I get your point. You leave him around if you want in the backup, but get what you can for him, and you kind of – it's all on Drake May's shoulder, that arm of his, and what he could do when you ride him out, and hopefully he's your franchise guy for the next 10 or 12 years.
We hope so. Yep. Yeah. We hope so. Yeah. We have been talking a little bit about your foundation. When did you launch the Travis Mills Foundation?
Well, so, okay, I was injured in Afghanistan in 2012, and I'm coming up my 13-year mark on the 10th of this month. And I was injured. I lost arms and legs, you know, both of them. So I'm quadruple amputee. And while I was at my recovery point in Walter Reed, I had to come to the conclusion that I couldn't serve my country anymore, which was the greatest job I ever had. And I
thank
had to
you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thanks for letting me do it. Honored to do it. But unfortunately, I had to figure out what my life was going to be after injury. And you sit in a hospital bed when I first got injured thinking, why didn't I just die? Like, how is this better for anybody? You know, and my wife is there. My 6-month-old daughter's there. And I tell my wife she should leave me, but she stays. So then slowly but surely, I'm making my way through a 19-month recovery. And somewhere along that way, my wife and I decided we wanted to give back. And we wanted to start a nonprofit because we were showing so much love and support. So we started the Travis Mills Foundation with $5,000 donation from us just to give care packages overseas. And then at Walter Reed, when I regained my strength, I was able to go downhill mountain biking and snowboarding and skiing. And remind you, I have, you know, for the listeners out there, I have my right arm's at my bicep level. It's gone. My left arm, mid forearm, and my hand's gone. So, and my legs are both what they call above knee amputations. But I was able to go kayaking and downhill mountain biking and canoeing and horseback riding, all these things. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is so amazing. I got to experience these highs and this adrenaline rush and this, like, wow, my life's not over. I can still do things actively. Like, I was a very active sports player. I had a very illustrious high school career where I peaked. And then I went to college, you know, and I played, yeah, this new position called the sideline. I was really good at it, apparently, because I was there all season. But but anyway, you know, I wanted to be able to do something, and I didn't think I could throw a softball or teach my daughter how to play a soccer, you know, play soccer and things, but I could still do these action sports. And then the idea was like, let's just bring some families to Maine where I'm moving to. My wife is from Maine originally. And when I was like, hey, we should go to Michigan where I'm from, she said no. I said it one more time. She put me in the closet, but she took my arms and legs away first. So until I agreed to move to Maine.
To move to Maine.
Yeah. But
it's God's country.
Yeah. So we moved to Maine. It had a lot of the same terrain features as the places I went in the hospital. And we decided that we were going to bring families out and show them that life is possible after injuries. And it was going to be a real simple idea. We rented a camp, you know, up there on a lake for the first year. It went so well that we rented the camp for the next year and in 2 weeks. And once the proof of concept was done, we decided we were going to buy a facility, which we found Elizabeth Arden. She was a cosmetic pioneer, one of the richest people in the world back in the day. She built this estate that we bought in 1929. It was in really bad disrepair, but we worked on it for 2 years with not having any idea what we're doing, without having really any money. Just, you know, I'm a motivational keynote speaker for corporate conferences. And I would go and speak, and I would talk about this project. So they paid me my fee, but they also would donate, which is cool. And then we were able to open the doors after $3 million of renovations in 2017 to the Travis Mills Foundation Veterans Retreat. And now we bring up 8 families per week, we have 25 to 30 program weeks for veterans and their families that have been through physical injuries due to service. So paralyzation, amputation, you know, something that was physically has messed them up. And we've, you know, put people in wheelchairs through high-rise ropes courses. We have, you know, kids say that it's better than Disney World, and they get to see other parents that are like their parents. And then we also have, like, spouses that are like, I've never seen, you know, my husband, in this case, a wife was like, I haven't seen my husband act like the guy I married since before, you know, his deployment. And him coming to the foundation opened his eyes that life's not over. So
not only is it beneficial for the wounded warrior, but for the family, or maybe even
it's all about the family. Like, for me, everything I do is based off of, like, my wife is one of my best friends. I say one of because, you know, I don't want to upset my buddy TJ. But, no, my wife and me have been through it. 17 years of marriage. This June we hit. Wow. And she's lucky to have me. I tell her every day, you know. And basically, my social media following is so big that if she leaves me, she knows that I'll wreck her. So she's obligated.
She can't go anywhere.
But, no, I do ramble, guys. But here's the thing. So
it's all good, bro.
It's all about the family, right? My daughter was 6 months old and I got blown up. Learned how to walk with my daughter. And we were able to go and do a lot of cool things. So we base it around the families because that's who's hit the most. So we have our estate holds 8 families per week. And then we also have a really great partnership with a post-traumatic stress program called Warrior Path. And it's one of the best in the nation. There's also Home Base is a really good one here.
Yeah.
But Warrior Path, there's 11 or 12 locations now. We became one of the locations. And it's for first responders and veterans. And it's all about understanding that you can have post-traumatic growth. And that we all, you know, are going to have struggles, but we can learn how to struggle well. And I'm very proud to say that's one of the best that I've ever seen. Non-clinical, train-the-trainer style. Everybody that teaches the course has been through the course, whether they're first responder or veteran. And we do, I think, 17 weeks of that in person. Then we have some caregiver programs. We have about 7 programs now. We've grown to be kind of like, we have 7 different programs that we offer there. And we do 70 programs a year, but 45 or 47 weeks in person at our site.
And it is all free to the veteran and to the family. And it that's is. Where, this is where our listeners come in. Because we would love for them to give and help keep this program going.
No, and I appreciate that. So I was very fortunate to live through my injuries. I'm one of 5 surviving quadruple amputees, and it's not something that you see normally. But during my recovery process, when I realized I could still be active, I had to figure out what I was going to do. My new purpose and direction was to give back, but my daughter was my biggest driving force on why I got better. Now, I'm fortunate. I have a son. He's 7. My wife and I, she says we're done having kids now. I believe her. But you know, we're so fortunate to live in a country that takes care of me, that gives me the chance to have prosthetics. Like, I drove here this morning from Maine, you know, 3 hours, and I went by a cop in New Hampshire going about, I think, 18 over. And my guy that's with me, Ian, my video gentleman that's here, he's like, hey, there's a cop there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I better slide over. Jeez. And he's like, were you nervous? I'm like, no, they usually let me go. So I don't really, because I mean, I'm like, my foot got stuck. I got no arms and legs.
Right. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I guess, basically.
But, yeah. But, you know, we get to do this. And watching families come and their whole demeanor change and understand that we're here for them means the world to me. Like, I was very fortunate to have my house be one of those smart homes from Tunnel Towers and Gary Sinise Foundation. And I thought, those guys are doing such amazing work. And Caring Charitable Foundation, they're all working together. And I was like, how can I take those veterans and show them that they can still be active? And, you know, it's one of the greatest things. Like, I believe it or not, with no arms and legs, like, I'm very active. Like, I'm an assistant coach for my daughter's soccer team, right? We're her rec team.
We believe it.
Yeah.
You can, it seems like yeah. you can
I just
do,
love young
yeah.
kids. It's my favorite thing right. to pick on little kids. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it makes me feel powerful.
How long did it take you after getting to Walter Reed to, because the mental courage that you show is incredible. Did it take you long to flip on that?
Well, honestly, it didn't. And I know that sounds kind of crazy because at one point I would close my eyes and wish and pray this never happened and think, how do I wake up in my bed back in Afghanistan? Then I realized that that was never going to happen. And then instead of dwelling on what happened to me, I was just like, I just need to reminisce what I had for 25 years. I woke up, so I get hit the 10th. They medically sedated me on the operating table because I was awake the whole time on the battlefield. Like, I had to call my lieutenant to have his medic come over and help my medic who was helping me because I had 2 guys that were hurt. And they got me in a helicopter, and I talked to the flight crew, and then they got me to the hospital, and then they took me into surgery and had knocked me out. Because I kept trying to sit up, and I was like, leave me alone, you know. And they worked on me for 14 hours, and then 9 doctors and 7 nurses decided that my life mattered enough where instead of loosening up a tourniquet, they gave me blood from their veins because the blood bank ran out of A positive universal blood that day.
Wow. They gave it to you from their veins right there.
Yep, as they were working on me. They had people run to the doors of the hospital. So there was 14 hours of that surgery, and I became a triple amputee that day. 2 days later, I was a quadruple amputee. Because they had to cut my left hand off. And 2 days after that, on my 25th birthday, they woke me up for the first time in Germany. And I had to find out what happened. And then 3 days after that, I saw my wife. When I saw my wife the first time, it wasn't like what you'd see in the movie theater, like where it like runs up, I love you forever. No, actually, there's doctors and nurses surrounding me because my right leg ripped open. And they had to cut 2 inches off my right leg. And they're like, you need to sign this to my wife. And she almost passed out because like, she was 20. Oh, I was 25. She was 23. Six month old on her hip, and getting told they had to cut my leg even higher. And I was 6'3", 250 pounds when I went overseas. Like I worked out all the time, and like now I have no legs, no arms, and they're saying to my wife they have to cut it even higher. So on the 18th, when she came in, I told her she probably should just take what we have and go. And this wasn't the promise that I made to her, and she was like, "Nah, we'll get through this." You know, but looking back, I think it was more handicapped parking that kept her because it's good. It's VIP. Like you guys, when you go outside the station,
unfortunately, we
yeah,
I don't
want
to. When you go outside the station, you'll see I'm parked right there. You walk right down the path right to my car.
Wiggy's right next to you. Yeah. He has his mom's.
Was I in your spot?
Well, he has his mom's placard.
My mom willed me that.
It's kind of like a stolen parking valor kind of thing. I don't want to out.
It's not going to weeds of it. I've seen people like that.
My mom willed it to me. That was her last.
It doesn't work like that.
Before she passed away.
So and you just say it again.
You know, it was. Besides being a husband and a father, you guys say that kind of thing. And I was a grocery packaging engineer in high school. But besides for that, I was a bagger at a grocery store. But more importantly, no, I loved it. And I thought I was going to be a 20-year guy. I reenlisted on my second deployment. I thought for sure I was going to do 20 years. But, you know, there was other plans for me. And I just kind of walked into early retirement accidentally. Fell apart at my last job. Cut off at the knees. It's crazy at 25. But the truth is, like, I know I joke around a lot, and I'm supposed to be serious, and I apologize, but...
Energy is amazing.
You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. But here's the thing. I get the chance to bring these families out with my wonderful staff and volunteers and supporters, right? And here's the thing. So I'm a keynote speaker. I own a restaurant and a marina. When I say I own it, I mean the bank owns it. I pay more than it's worth. It's called interest. It's a whole thing to say that it's mine. But the foundation has never paid me. I've never taken a dollar from the foundation. I've never once taken a bonus or anything like that because I'm not here to make money off this. I'm here because we get to give back and we get to show these veterans that after they've given so much, sacrificed so much, and their families have sacrificed so much, that we are here for them and that we care about them and we want to show them that there's life after injury. And to watch these families come in and maybe they never kayaked after their injury or went bike riding or did a high-rise ropes course, and they get the chance to do that and build their confidence. But also the kids are right next to them. The spouses are right next to them. You know, it just means the world that I get the chance to do this. And but it does take donations, right? Like your listeners and people out there. I just got back from Arizona 2 days ago because I was out for a golf tournament. We have a golf tournament fundraiser out there. A gentleman does it every year for us. And, you know, I had to go to Hawaii a couple weeks ago for a fundraiser. I know it's a rough life. It's a rough life, but I do it.
How's your golf game?
It's about as good as, you know, my no, it's not. I don't golf.
Okay.
But I'm really good at heckling.
You're probably better than Chime, though.
Yeah, you're better than Chime, 100%. Yeah.
Transitive property, that means he's better than you, Greg.
I think you will find that we have, if not the most, arguably one of the most generous audiences that there are. So you guys have a campaign going on, which is a match campaign up to $100,000. Through April 14th.
Yes,
right?
a mass company, right? I came down here and spoke to Shark Ninja, and they hired me as a speaker, but then the CEO was just like, hey, we're going to do something for the foundation, so we're going to donate $100,000. And they say we want to go longer, so they're like, hey, what we're going to do is we'll do a match. And between the 5 days of when I got injured, so I got injured on the 10th, well, at the 10th, and then I woke up the 14th on my birthday, they're going to do a drawing every day, and someone's going to win one of their products. They're going to let them pick the product.
Awesome.
And, all you got to do is every $25 gets you an enter, you know, to win. So if you do a $100 donation, you get 4 entries and, you know, everything goes. And then they're going to do it for all those days, 10th to the 14th.
TravisMillsFoundation.org.
Yep. That's where you can find all about all this and myself and get involved. We need volunteers. You know, if anybody's out there like, hey, I can't give, we can still give volunteers or give volunteer hours as well as. Best thing I can have is people be my town crier, you know, just like you are here today with this wonderful staff, like telling people about our mission and what we do. I mean, we've grown to be one of the top VSOs in the nation, which is awesome. We stretch every dollar, but like it's just the best thing that we get to show these veterans and their families that life goes on and we're going to be here for them. And, you know, I'm thankful to do the work. My wife and I are very blessed to still, you know, be here and, you know, live every day to the fullest. And, you know, I got cool tricks and I got the camera going. That doesn't even hurt. You think it would, but it don't.
Well, I we could talk to you all day.
Yeah,
so
man.
You got to come back.
Energy is contagious, bro. Yeah, I love it.
Unbelievable.
And what you have done for this country is incredible. I'm a big scaredy cat. I think, you know, Wiggy played in the NFL, but he's still kind of a scaredy cat.
Closest I get to is Call of Duty. That's it.
No, I get it. I get it.
Closest I get to it.
Well, here's what happened to me. I went into the recruiting station, and they were like, hey, what do you want to do? I'm like, hey, heavy equipment operator here. You got a good program for that, or electrician. Then they showed me this airborne infantry video, and I was like, I got to do that. They gave me $24,000 signing bonus. I have no idea where that money's at. But I ended up really enjoying it. It was an honor to be able to serve my country. And I'm not bitter about what happened. Like, you can't play with fire. Sometimes you're going to get burned, you know. But at the same time, where I'm at in life now with living in a nation that takes care of me and giving back to the veterans and their families and showing people there's life after injury and now first responders, it's an amazing thing that I get to do.
We're proud to be a part of it.
Thank you for that.
Travis Mills Foundation. Go to TravisMillsFoundation.org and give what you can, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. I would also say I got a pretty cool Instagram. If you follow me at SSG Travis Mills, I got a lot of funny videos. Like one, I went to the gas station. It cost an arm and a leg, so I took my right arm and leg flag off. You guys will get a kick out of it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We'll go check it out.
It right now.
Yeah. All right.
You're the sweetest.
Jones,
thank you.
Jones and Kiefer next. We're back tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.